This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for June 2020. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Edward L. Tatum's life as an American Nobel Prize winner, biochemist, researcher, professor, and musician? And what musical instruments did he play? Edward L. Tatum was born in Boulder, Colorado on December 14, 1909 to author Laurie Tatum and Mabel Webb Tatum. He was the oldest of three children. His father, Arthur, earned his medical degree and a Ph.D. in pharmacology. Edward's mother, Mabel, quote, was one of the first women to graduate from the University of Colorado. Edward would become a research scientist, his brother a physician, and his sister a nurse. Edward's father, Arthur, played the French horn and the flute. Edward learned to play both the French horn and trumpet. Music would be a lifelong pursuit. Edward Tatum earned his A.B. degree in chemistry in 1931, his master's in 1932 in microbiology, and his Ph.D. in 1934 in biochemistry from the University of Wisconsin. His dissertation was, quote, on the cellular biochemistry and nutritional needs of a bacterium. Dr. Edward Tatum married June Alton on July 28, 1934 in Wisconsin. He worked as a research assistant in biochemistry at the University of Wisconsin for 1 year. They had two daughters, Margaret Carroll and Barbara Ann. While working in Holland, Dr. George Beadle, geneticist, contacted Dr. Tatum, biochemist, about collaborating with him, quote, to identify the enzymes responsible for the inherited eye pigment of Drosophila. Moving back to the United States in 1937, he became a research associate at Stanford University. Dr. Tatum and Dr. George Beadle worked together on Drosophila project and, quote, determined that kynurin was the enzyme responsible for the fly's eye color and that it was controlled by one of the eye pigment genes. Doctors Tatum and Beadle continued their research and, quote, settled on a pink mold that grows on bread, known as Neurospora crassa. They proved, quote, that the mutation was a genetic defect capable of being passed to successive generations and causing the same nutritional mutation in those offsprings. The X-ray bombardment had altered the gene governing the enzyme needed to promote the production of vitamin B6. From their work with pink mold on bread, Dr. Tatum and Dr. Beadle were able to produce large quantities of penicillin from another mold during World War II. In March 1946, Dr. Tatum began researching with Joshua Lederberg. They began, quote, studying the bacterium E. coli. When cultures of two different mutant bacteria were mixed, a third strain, one showing a characteristics taken from each parent, resulted. This discovery of biparental inheritance in bacteria, which Tatum called genetic recombination, provided geneticists with a new experimental organism. Again, Tatum's methods had altered the practices of experimental biology. End quote. Dr. Edward L. Tatum won his 1958 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for studying links between bread molds, genes, and enzymatic reactions. Dr. Edward L. Tatum was an American Nobel Prize winner, biochemist, researcher, professor, husband, father, grandfather, and lifelong musician. He continued his research to look for more discoveries to help mankind and support young scientists.